We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's time to talk about the crew. Brought to you by Pool Park in Menominee Falls. Pool Park, a family-owned business that's been around since 1964. Specializes in above-ground and semi-in-ground pools, hot tubs, water care, and pool service and maintenance. Plus, get 5% off cleaning supplies if you're wearing your favorite crew apparel. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on The Fan.
Or Rami Makhlouf in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer today. And joining me now on the show to talk about the crew from Forbes, as he does every Monday and Friday, it's my pleasure to welcome in Andrew Wagner. Andrew, how are you this afternoon, my friend?
And when you suck at adult softball, you got to buy the round of shots when you get to the bar. That's which is why I'm broke this year. My apologies to head coach Kevin Holden. I'm bringing Camp Karma down, but at least everyone's staying well hydrated, thanks to me.
Crunchy is your coach? Crunchy Kevin Holden is your coach in the softball league?
He takes it seriously. God bless him. God bless him.
I can see him taking it seriously. I can
I was supposed to come on and be the Murph to his council.
Yeah.
That paradigm got blown up pretty fast when someone jumped across the border, and then they had to stick me into the lineup to flail at slow pitch arcs. I look like a 3-year-old playing coach pitch right now.
What position does an Andrew Wagner play, and what position does Kevin Holden play? I need to know.
Kevin likes to lurk outside the dugout, kind of like a spring training manager, and Andrew Wagner stands on the bench, spits seeds, chugs beer, looks mean at the other opponents, talks crap in multiple languages, and God forbid he has to get on the field.
Okay, fair enough. And buys the shots.
That's right.
Fair enough. Andrew, we saw yesterday the Brewers coming up short in that game against the Rockies. I said at the beginning that no baseball game in 162 game season is really anything to worry about. It's when trends and patterns start to develop that you got something to worry about. And they were just coming up short with runners in scoring position, just runners on base. They stranded, I think, 9 runners on base. They were 2-for-10 or something like that with runners on base. And that's just not something that this Brewers team has done all year. If in my eyes, that's an aberration. That's a blip more than anything to worry about or take out of that game.
You're exactly right. And for whatever reason, they seem to be hexed at Coors Field. But the bright side is I'm pretty confident that they won't have to go there in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So, probably won't have to worry about that little cloud hanging over them. They've been pretty damn good with getting guys on base. I think they're second to the Dodgers by 1 point with OBP this year. They've been hit or miss with runners in scoring position. More often than not, they're doing well, but all teams go through fluctuations like that. All teams have a bad day. I see people getting all bent out of whack that they only split with the worst team in the National League. And I'm like, dude, the Diamondbacks just took a series from the Dodgers at Dodger Stadium, man. Like, weird things can happen in baseball.
I also do, and I don't want to be like, people are going to think I'm doing this because I'm a Cubs fan or whatever, and I don't want to be like the doomsayer or somebody who's going to bring down the vibe of this team and Brewers fans watching this team, but I do feel
that's my job, dude.
That's true. I do feel like they should be ready for not this team to like fall completely off the map, but maybe some regression. Like this, they're 16 games over 500, and I feel like there has to be some balancing out according to the law of averages from where this team is to where it'll eventually be. Am I being too much of a pessimist if I say that, Andrew?
No, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, listen, I think everyone's been waiting to see when the bottom falls out. They've been holding the starting rotation together with duct tape and zip ties since spring training, and somehow it hasn't fallen apart. They've been holding their bullpen together, you know, with chicken wire and a prayer, and it's worked out pretty well. You know, you got to think that just because of the course of the length of a baseball season, there's going to be some sort of swoon. But listen, give them credit, man. They have not lost more than three games in a row all year. If they stick to that, you know, that's not a bad slump to have. Three in a row, you'll have that. If you can keep that as your baseline throughout the way, you're going to be in pretty damn good shape. The thing that really stood out to me is this team has not been below 500 all year. And, you know, you focus on them being in first place, but, like, they've really, really taken control of things. And, you know, early on, you could say it's early or they're playing a lot of crappy division teams. I think you have to sit there and admit now the Brewers might be a pretty damn good club.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't think there's any denying that. And I'll take it a step farther, Andrew, in bigger picture. I've said with the departure of Craig Counsell and for them to do what they're doing, I feel like I listen to sports talk radio out of Chicago. I listen to some podcast and national sports talk people. It feels like, rather than it being, you know, the golden child or the brains of the operation being Craig Counsell, who's managing to get the most out of this roster, that people are taking notice that this might just be a really good organization top to bottom of people, putting people in every position on the field and off in a position to succeed.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've heard Mark Attanasio talk about this time and time and time again, and people blow it off, but
we all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Something to be said for consistency and institutional, you know, knowledge. You look at this coaching staff. You remember a couple of years ago after, I can't remember his name now, the pitching coach, he's with the Reds now, the Wonder Kid.
Chris Hook? Was it Chris Hook?
No, before Chris Hook. Garrett Peterson, I think it was.
Oh, yeah. Peterson. Chris Peterson.
Everyone lost their crap because the Brewers were too cheap and they let this guy go and blah, blah, blah. And all they cheaped out and they just promoted a pitching coach from within. Man, look how good that's worked out. You know, you don't hear anyone clamoring for Chris Hook to get canned. And you sure don't hear anyone crediting him, even though he'd be the first one to get blamed if the pitching went south.
Right.
They've kept the coaching staff together for the most part. for the bulk of the time. There was a shakeup a couple of years ago, and I don't really know if you can call it a shakeup, but they've kept the pieces in place going all the way down to the minor league level and promoting from within. And they do the same thing with their players. I mean, that's what you want. That's the hallmark of a successful franchise. And yes, the goal obviously is to win a World Series. That's not to say, you know, I hear that excuse all the time. Oh, they're just happy. No, they want to win a World Series. But to do that, you have to have a lot of pieces in place when you don't have the money to go out and buy a team. And it starts with having a winning organization.
Talking about the Crew with Andrew Wagner of Forbes, as we do every Monday and Friday here on Wisconsin Sports Daily. Rami in for Sparky this particular afternoon. That being said, Andrew, about this organization and the way that they go about things, as July 31st gets closer and closer, I think we see Brewers fans every year when they're in a position like this get a little antsy, a little impatient, waiting for the team to make that big splash move. I don't know if, you know, Brewers fans have sort of settled into the way that they do things now, and they're not necessarily expecting that, but I wouldn't expect anything to change about the way that they operate, not this year or really anytime soon, as far as how this team drafts, develops, doesn't necessarily spend a lot in free agency or on the trade market when they need to bolster their roster. They find other ways to get production out of guys.
I mean, look no further than their pitching staff this year. I mean, how many of you, I think Murph said the other day, every single guy in that bullpen has been DFA'd at one point in their career, you know? And that's an impressive thing, like, because they're all succeeding right now. You look at the starting rotation, no one expected Tobias Myers to be a factor this year. Hell, no one even really knew his name. He'd been playing ball for six different organizations since he got drafted. I mean, these guys have bounced around, but for whatever reason, they have something the Brewers identified as a component. They helped them refine that, and why would you change that? I mean, I don't doubt that Matt Arnold is working the phones right now trying to see if he can land like a premier piece to really boost this team over the top. But you know, he's not going to be pressured into making a knee-jerk deal just for the sake of making a knee-jerk deal, because he knows there are other avenues to go about supplementing the squad.
And you talk about pitching, and you just mentioned premier players. Sometimes a trade doesn't look like a trade for a premier player, but then it ends up being just that. Look at Willy Adames and William Contreras, one who's in the All-Star game and one you can make a strong case should be. I don't think either of those guys, people are looking at them as somebody who's going to come in here and be, you know, a middle of the lineup core piece of a contending team.
Forget those guys. I'll give you another one, and it's going to come to fruition tonight in another All-Star candidate, Brian Hudson.
Yep.
I mean, what did the Brewers give up to get Brian Hudson?
Yeah, that's a great one.
I don't even remember who it was. I know it wasn't anything noteworthy, but there are multiple ways to build a contending and successful team, and the Brewers have proven that.
Where if you are Matt Arnold and you're making those calls, not even a big name, and not even a particular name, where are you looking to bolster this roster right now? Is it starting pitching?
I think definitely starting pitching is the key place you want to look. I mean, they're going to get a big boost to the bullpen when Devin Williams comes back. Yeah. Neil Hall comes back. Joe Ross is going to come back. That's going to help the rotation. I can't think of him now, Savalda, whoever they just traded for.
Oh, Savali,
Savali, if he can unlock something, he's going to be a good piece. I mean, they're going to find themselves in the position where they're going to have, I can't believe I'll say it, you know, an abundance of starting pitching at some point. So they have a little time to figure out if they're going to actually need to go out and get somebody, because who knows if Deal Hall, you know, pitches the way that they expect him to, that could be your big pickup in terms of a starting pitcher. I think that's probably though the first place you want to look, and then maybe looking at some sort of backup spot first base, you know, behind Rhys Hoskins, just another power bat, maybe someone that can go in there and crush some lefties. But really, this team does not have a lot of glaring needs right now. They have a lot of things that they'd like to do. And again, it starts with the starting rotation. But they have so many players that are coming back that it's kind of a surplus to figure out what it is you're actually going to need come July 31st.
Real quick, last one for you, Andrew. I said at the beginning of the season, maybe it was wishful thinking on my part, as, you know, as a Cubs fan, an out in the open Cubs fan living in Wisconsin and working on these airwaves, but I really thought it would be a neck and neck race between those two teams all season long for the NL Central. We're at the point of the season where I think you look at a team and you say you're as good or you're as bad as your record are. Like, there's none of this is a fluke at this point. Do you think the Cubs or anybody else make a run on the Brewers in the NL Central, or is this thing going to be smooth sailing and coasting?
Something to be said for consistency and institutional, you know, knowledge. You look at this coaching staff. You remember a couple years ago after, I can't remember his name now, the pitching coach, he's with the Reds now, the Wonder Kid.
Chris Hook? Was it Chris Hook?
No, before Chris Hook. Derek Peterson, I think it was.
Oh, yeah. Peterson. Chris Peterson.
Everyone lost their crap because the Brewers were too cheap and they let this guy go and blah, blah, blah. And all they cheaped out and they just promoted a pitching coach from within. Man, look how good that's worked out. You know, you don't hear anyone clamoring for Chris Hook to get canned. And you sure don't hear anyone crediting him, even though he'd be the first one to get blamed if the pitching went south.
Right.
They've kept the coaching staff together for the most part, for the bulk of the time. There was a shakeup a couple of years ago, and I don't really know if you can call it a shakeup, but they've kept the pieces in place going all the way down to the minor league level and promoting from within. And they do the same thing with their players. I mean, that's what you want. That's the hallmark of a successful franchise. And yes, the goal obviously is to win a World Series. That's not to say, you know, I hear that excuse all the time. Oh, they're just happy. No, they want to win a World Series. But to do that, you have to have a lot of pieces in place when you don't have the money to go out and buy a team. And it starts with having a winning organization.
Talking about the Crew with Andrew Wagner of Forbes, as we do every Monday and Friday here on Wisconsin Sports Daily. Rami in for Sparky this particular afternoon. That being said, Andrew, about this organization and the way that they go about things, as July 31st gets closer and closer, I think we see Brewers fans every year when they're in a position like this, get a little antsy, a little impatient, waiting for the team to make that big splash move. I don't know if, you know, Brewers fans have sort of settled into the way that they do things now, and they're not necessarily expecting that, but I wouldn't expect anything to change about the way that they operate, not this year or really anytime soon, as far as how this team drafts, develops, doesn't necessarily spend a lot in free agency or on the trade market when they need to bolster their roster. They find other ways to get production out of guys.
I mean, look no further than their pitching staff this year. I mean, yep. How many of you, I think Murph said the other day, every single guy in that bullpen has been DFA'd at one point in their career, you know? And that's an impressive thing, like, because they're all succeeding right now. You look at the starting rotation. No one expected Tobias Myers to be a factor this year. Hell, no one even really knew his name. He'd been playing ball for six different organizations since he got drafted. I mean, these guys have bounced around, but for whatever reason, they have something the Brewers identified as a component. They helped them refine that, and why would you change that? I mean, I don't doubt that Matt Arnold is working the phones right now, trying to see if he can land like a premier piece to really boost this team over the top. But you know, he's not going to be pressured into making a knee jerk deal just for the sake of making a knee jerk deal, because he knows there are other avenues to go about supplementing the squad.
And you talk about pitching, and you just mentioned premier players. Sometimes a trade doesn't look like a trade for a premier player, but then it ends up being just that. Look at Willy Adames and William Contreras, one who's in the All-Star game and one you can make a strong case should be. I don't think either of those guys, people are looking at them as somebody who's going to come in here and be, you know, a middle of the lineup core piece of a contending team.
Forget those guys. I'll give you another one, and it's going to come to fruition tonight in another All-Star candidate, Brian Hudson.
Yep.
I mean, what did the Brewers give up to get Brian Hudson?
Yeah, that's a great one.
I don't even remember who it was. I know it wasn't anything noteworthy, but there are multiple ways to build a contending and successful team, and the Brewers have proven that.
Where if you are Matt Arnold and you're making those calls, not even a big name, and not even a particular name, where are you looking to bolster this roster right now? Is it starting pitching?
I think definitely starting pitching is the key place you want to look. I mean, they're going to get a big boost to the bullpen when Devin Williams comes back, Neil Hall comes back, Joe Ross is going to come back. That's going to help the rotation. Can't think of him now, Savalda, whoever they just traded for.
Savali,
if he can unlock something, he's going to be a good piece. I mean, they're going to they're going to find themselves in the position where they're going to have, I can't believe I'll say it, you know, an abundance of starting pitching at some point. So they have a little time to figure out if they're going to actually need to go out and get somebody, because who knows if D.L. Hall, you know, pitches the way that they expect him to, that could be your big pickup in terms of a starting pitcher. I think that's probably though the first place you want to look, and then maybe looking at some sort of backup spot, first base, you know, behind Rhys Hoskins, just another power bat. Maybe someone that can go in there and crush some lefties. But really, this team does not have a lot of glaring needs right now. They have a lot of things that they'd like to do. And again, it starts with starting rotation, but they have so many players that are coming back that it's kind of a surplus to figure out what it is you're actually going to need come July 31st.
Real quick, last one for you, Andrew. I said at the beginning of the season, maybe it was wishful thinking on my part as, you know, as a Cubs fan, an out in the open Cubs fan living in Wisconsin and working on these airwaves, but I really thought it would be a neck and neck race between those two teams all season long for the NL Central. We're at the point of the season where I think you look at a team and you say you're as good or you're as bad as your record are. Like, there's none of this is a fluke at this point. Do you think the Cubs or anybody else make a run on the Brewers in the NL Central, or is this thing going to be smooth sailing and coasting to a division championship the way that it's been up until now?
I mean, I could see the Cardinals, you know, going on. I mean, they've already had one hot streak. I could see them charging back into it if the Brewers do happen to go into a prolonged slump. But I think that's what it comes down to. You know, I think the only way this division opens back up into a race is if the Brewers themselves start to play themselves out of it. Other than that, they've built themselves a comfortable cushion, not too comfortable that they can coast, but comfortable enough to know that if they keep playing the right way, you know, the way that they've been playing in the first place, it's theirs to lose.
That is Andrew Wagner. Find his work in Forbes covering the Milwaukee Brewers. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. And you and I are due to grab a beer sometime soon, sir. Let's be in touch and make that happen.
Sounds good, my friend. Give my best to Craig Counsell.
Will do. There's Andrew Wagner joining me again. Check out his work in Forbes covering those Milwaukee Brewers and doing it as well as anybody out there.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.